ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
We're back, Ted.
We are.
Well, I mean, I'm back from Dallas, so.
And you had a productive weekend.
A very long weekend, yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm happy to be back.
It seems like a lot of those events are really late at night.
Dude, I didn't even do most of those. Like, in the past, I've done those where I was with, like, when I went with Kevin from Metal Shop, he was definitely, like, the fire starter. Like, let's go, let's go. Well, I was staying in an Airbnb by myself. Like, the place that flew me out, like, they mostly were all together, but at the time, they had too many people in the Airbnb, so they wouldn't be able to fit me, and they're like, dude, we already planned all this, but we'll pay for you to get an Airbnb as long as it's within this price range. I'm like, found a place that was not such a desirable town in Dallas, but
all right,
it was fine, and the place was clean. Inside, it was great. Outside, wasn't really going to hang out much. You know, it's a little sketch.
What's it?
It was okay. It wasn't anything terrible. It was actually more sketch during the day than at night. At night, it was just quiet.
What were you by?
Nothing. Like, right. Like a very, you know what it felt like? I was there in the early stages of a gentrification of this town, of this area in Dallas, Texas.
All right.
Like, they were building new condos, and where I was staying was a renovated apartment complex. So on the outside, didn't seem all that desirable. Fine. Like, I didn't care. You know, growing up in New York, I was like, this isn't good. Like, I wouldn't, if I was there with my wife, I'd be like, all right, let's go get a hotel somewhere nicer. You know what I mean?
Right.
But inside was awesome.
All right.
The Airbnb was great. It was fantastic, comfortable. Everything about it was awesome. But staying by myself, I didn't have anyone being like, let's go. So it's like 11 o'clock at night. I got back. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, the Joey Janela spring break starts at midnight. Yeah, it starts at midnight. I could just sit in bed and watch TV. That's what I did.
I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And in your defense, like, usually there's a wife, a kid, like, you're a very busy person. So it's like, yeah, you got an opportunity to actually, like, chill out.
Yeah.
You got to chill.
The few opportunities where I was like, all right, I could hurry up and get there and see this, that, and the other thing. Or I could spend the entire afternoon just sitting around. You know, I brought like some little cable so I could do a little workout,
yeah.
Get a little workout in, watch some television, not have a crying baby. Like you said, not have to like go do stuff. Man, I definitely went full like hermit mode. It was great.
I mean, that adds up. But I'm just like don't get me wrong. I could be a night owl when I want to.
Yep.
But if somebody's like something starts at midnight and I'm already sitting on my couch, that'd be tough.
I couldn't do it. Like, it was just like, and then I found out like one of them went super late. It didn't finish until like 3:20 or 3:30 in the morning.
Ooh,
I know. Though even I wrestled on Saturday night at 6 p.m. We were done. Our match was second. So the rest of the crew that I was there with were like, they politic to get on early, you know, which I was fine with. But I was thinking, get on early so I could watch the rest of the show and see. It's like all these new people that I just met, Hybrid School of Wrestling, awesome people. Shout out to the guy that runs it there, Chris, and the crew, and all the wrestlers that I met were super nice. So I'm like, great, my match is done. I'm going to go out in the crowd, sit out, and enjoy wrestling. Well, the rest of my crew were like, let's hurry up and get undressed and get the F out of here so we can go to WrestleMania. And I was like, I'm just going to stay here. I opted to stay. I just felt like it was the wrong thing. And also,
but I thought WrestleMania was Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
And in my head, I was like, I had to leave at 6 a.m. was my flight on...
On Sunday?
Or 8 a.m. So I had to be at the airport at 6 a.m. on Sunday. So that meant I had to wake up at like 4.
That's a big-ass airport, too.
Oh, dude, that airport sucked. But also on top of it, I'm like, well, if WrestleMania is going to get done around 11 or midnight... By the time you get out of that parking lot, I remember doing this in Dallas. It took forever. I'm not getting back to my Airbnb until 1 at best.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that just sounds like a terrible... Then I got to unwind, wake up at 4. I was like, I'd much rather just go back to my Airbnb and watch WrestleMania on my phone, which is what I did, and enjoyed it that way, man. Ate some McDonald's.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I know you're not like me. Like, I would have got like at least a six pack and been like, all right, I'm chilling in the room.
Ted, there was nowhere to go.
You got McDonald's.
I'm telling you, where I was staying, there was nothing. There was no pizza to be delivered to me.
No kidding.
So I was like, all right, well, I got to go drive out. I got back. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to go drive somewhere. I was like, oh, Shake Shack. Try to go to the Shake Shack. But the parking development that it was in, like, it was next to a nice steakhouse. They shared the same parking lot, which at that time of the night was valet only. So I'm like, I'm not valeting my car I could go to Shake Shack. So I was like, screw it. Let me go somewhere else. Couldn't find anywhere else. Finally, I'm like, there's a McDonald's like 3 miles from my house or from my place. So I go to McDonald's. I'm watching the WrestleMania on my phone while waiting in this long drive through because it's Saturday night.
Saturday night. That McDonald's is packed.
I see Cody Rhodes' big surprise appearance on my phone in a drive through at a McDonald's. Nothing sadder. But it was a good time.
Did you at least get like a milkshake to just splurge? All right.
I got a vanilla milkshake. I did, Ted.
There we go.
I got a double quarter pounder with cheese.
That a boy. I'm like, Steve, you got to get something out of this.
The milkshake was the only reason why I ordered the milkshake was because I'm like, this is just ridiculously sad. I have to get myself a milkshake.
Living that high life, Steve.
Oh, living the best life in Dallas, Texas. But the match itself was funny, dude. So before we had the match, we were watching like old WC.
Sorry, I'm just like, Dallas is kind of famous for a few different foods.
I know, dude. Steve, barbecue. I got McDonald's one
barbecue,
night.
Barbecue, the Tex-Mex.
I got Sonic another night because we were running late to get the Ring of Honor. I never got barbecue. I did get a nice steak at the YO Steakhouse.
All right, I was just saying, that was the third one, steakhouses.
Randy Orton came in as we were eating there, which was awesome.
Out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere, with his wife. We were sitting at the table. Our table is like right next to the front door. I'm facing the door. I see Randy Orton outside of it, and I go, yo, Randy Orton's outside of our restaurant. Everyone on the other side of the table is like, bull ass. Because we're all talking about like what famous wrestler will we see? Who do we think is going to be the most famous wrestler? We haven't seen a single famous wrestler yet because we just got there that day.
All right.
I'm like, no, no, no. Randy Orton's right outside the door right now. And they're all like, bull, you're ribbing me. I'm like, all right, and finally, the guy next to me who's sitting next to me, who's my opponent on Saturday, it's gonna be Levi, good dude. He goes, no, no, for real, Miggs isn't lying. That's Randy Orton.
Randy Orton's
is
right
walking
there.
Into the restaurant. Everybody turns around. And Randy's like, ah, oh, crap.
Right, so your whole table just turns around and stares at him.
He just goes straight to the private room in the back. I was like, man, if I had balls or if I was drunk, I was like, yo, Randy. You, me and him are wrestling Saturday night. You want to come? Give us some feedback. Put you on the list. Then we had one empty seat. I was like, dude, it would have been so great if we could have just got Randy to sit at that seat for a picture. Be like, just hanging our hand. Randy's holding court at dinner. Like, you know.
Randy, I mean, that might be the most famous person.
Yeah, it didn't get more famous than that.
To be in a restaurant with.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was, it turns out, I think it was his birthday or his wife's birthday. I saw on Instagram. And they were meeting up for dinner with Kurt Angle and his wife. I'm like, of course we're there when this is all going on. But so, like, leading up to the match, we're watching World Class Championship Wrestling, which was an old Dallas thing, the Sportatorium. It was like a big thing back in like the 70s and 80s.
All right.
So we're watching old matches. And I don't know if you remember Kerry Von Erich. He was wrestling.
I don't.
Part of like the Von Erich family, which are like royalty in Dallas, right?
I only know it from that sad show.
Yes. He's one of the tragedies.
All right.
So he's wrestling Jerry the King Lawler in this match that shows up on whatever they were watching. Maybe it was like on a Roku or something along those lines. And dude, right off the bat, we're watching this match. I'm like, oh, this will be a good match. Jerry Lawler versus Kerry Von Erich. You see in his eyes. We all at the same time looked at each other. Yo, Kerry's wasted. He is hammered or high. You could just, you know how you could see it in someone's eyes?
Yeah.
And so now all of us are like, how's this going to go? So he gets the microphone, and you know, the crowd's just hot for Kerry Von Erich. And they're just like, oh, this is going to be amazing. Kerry's got something to say. And this is all he says on the microphone.
First of all, Jerry Lawler, welcome to Dallas.
That's it.
That was it?
Now we're like, how's this match going to go? It had to be one of those things where backstage Jerry, and I wish we could talk to Jerry about this and he could just freely share it. Maybe he would. I don't know. The match was basically, he punched Kerry. Kerry goes down for a really, really long time. Turns, finally shows, he cut himself, obviously. He's bleeding from one punch. They bring in like the medics. I've never seen more to do about one punch.
One punch.
I mean, it was like a loaded glove, you know. They clearly said, you're in no shape to wrestle.
He's been boozing. He's got to be bleeding out like a...
He's leaking.
Yeah.
And you know that it was just like, dude, we can't handle this. I'm not wrestling this guy. He's too wasted. How do we get around this? Well, you just knock him out. It was so freaking great. So then for the rest of the time we're in Dallas, we saw this on Thursday, everywhere we went, we're like, Jerry Lawler, welcome to Dallas. Right? So this is our inside joke with five of us. we have our match. We're planning out our match, and I'm going to start the match off with like a sneak attack, but they want to have us like, we're going to cut a promo and all this stuff. Eventually it'll be posted. I'll put it wherever. I'm like, all right, before I sneak attack you, you got to welcome me to Dallas.
We only have one thing left to say to you. Steve Mays, welcome to Dallas.
Clobber him, and now the match is on. We just did in front of like 100-some people. The
did
dumbest.
Anybody get the joke? The reference?
It's just the five of us.
I like you hear a couple whoos.
The best part was I didn't have a chance because it's kind of a cluster F, and like things got weird. Is what it is. I don't want to get too inside baseball on that part, but I was going to yell, we're not even in Dallas. We're in Arlington, you idiot. He welcomed me to Dallas in Arlington. It was great, dude. All in all, it was an awesome experience.
I think it's awesome you went down there and wrestled, but weren't like you didn't have to go to like WrestleMania.
No, I mean, we had tickets. They like
the got a baller.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. And then I go and rent my car, and the lady's like, why are you here? I'm like, oh, for WrestleMania. And she's like, oh, that's the big one that's coming. All right. I'm like, yeah. And she's like, well, like, she was asking me some other questions. Like, oh, you going to see it? I'm like, no, I'm here to wrestle. And she's like, oh. And then she's like, well, the Jackass guys are here, right? And I'm like, yeah, Johnny Knoxville's here. She's like, oh, and then, yeah, and then the one guy, like, yeah, Stone Cold. And I'm pretty sure she was torn on either thinking that I was Stone Cold Steve Austin or Steve-O. Because she upgraded me to their nicest SUV, and I got, like, the economy car.
She definitely thought you were somebody. She said, I'm here to wrestle. Right? She's trying. Good for her. She's working hard to brand.
She upgraded me.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Give me your nicest SUV, because I'm in the worst neighborhood.
Dude, that was the thing. I'm like, as soon as I parked my car, I'm like, this car is getting broken into. I should have got the insurance.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Woo! Woo!
As we saw Monday night, don't give up, folks. Did you watch any of that basketball game?
I didn't. I was so dead to the world on Monday.
I'm sure I
read all about it.
It just was unbelievable. I mean, Kansas just looked asleep. And then in the second half, just kind of turned it on. I know we could argue about people getting hurt, but... you know, that was a good sign of resilience. Just keep pushing. Keep fighting.
I know.
I mean, you're going to be down.
What was it, the next day? I was like, oh, totally chose not to watch what seemed to be one of the greatest comebacks.
Dude, I'm with you. I was dragging ass from the weekend, and I was sitting on my couch, and like during the first half, I was almost like, I could sit in the Chase Lounge, just chill. And then I was like, no, let's see what happens in the second half. And I was like, holy crap, this is an awesome game.
What'd you do this weekend that wore you out?
Well, started. What did I do? I went to the hockey game Friday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The whole show?
No. Just me.
Oh, okay.
It was just funny. I know. I came in.
I saw everybody rocking Kraken gear. I was like, oh, the Benjamin are going to a Kraken game.
No, just me. I went with Jarrett.
Oh, nice. Did you see Rev was there?
He was. He was up in the cheap seats, though. I was in the club level. Nothing I can do, Steve.
Oh, Bougie Smith over here.
I know. Like three people asked me, they were like, dude, you run into Rev. And I was like, honestly, like, it's so nice in the club level. The bathrooms are right there.
Yeah, Rev's kind just doesn't make it into the club level. Jerry Lawler, welcome to Dallas.
Welcome to the club level. And then Taryn and Brad were in town as Taryn was doing the Anthony's Oyster Slurp.
Yeah.
Which, to her credit, she did much better.
I heard she out-slurped you.
She did. You know what? She could have that crown. So we got some drinks or whatever.
Queen Slurper.
And then Saturday, what did we do? Oh, Saturday, watched the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy made a bunch of chicken wings. And then we went and saw a Ween cover band.
Really?
Yes.
Are they they're local. I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, I saw them over at Drunky Two Shoes in White Center.
Do you know even the music of Ween?
Nope.
Did they play the Pushing Little Daisy song?
I assume so.
Pushing Little Daisies, and then they come up.
You know me, man. I was just ripping beers and whiskey, and I was like, that music's kind of cool.
Oh, Ween's weird as all hell.
Right. I just had one of those weekends as I knew I had time off, so that, Sunday I got up. My buddy made a huge English breakfast.
I would have never guessed if someone said, what did Ted do this weekend? Never once would I think he went to see a Ween cover band.
Dude, I'm
not
telling
Ween.
You, White Center is my new place.
Yeah.
Like, Drunkies is cool.
Have you been to the Lariat Bar there yet? It's a wrestling theme bar.
What do you think?
Yes, of course you have.
Right. Now, there's an old school karaoke bar that over there that's pretty good.
Oh, I think Rev was at the wrestling bar, and you can't.
Oh, well, yeah.
You can't mingle with the Revs of the world.
Right, so it's just, trust me, and then Sunday, another buddy picked me up. It's just one of those weekends, Steve.
Just never ended.
No. So by Monday night, I was a sad little fella sitting on the couch.
Nice.
Yeah. But the game was that good that I fought through. I put down 2 or 3 Miller Lights.
Yeah. Proud of you, Ted.
I know, you're like, what did you do? Like, did you leave town? No, nothing too crazy.
I just got wasted in random situations.
Right. Went to a bar on Mercer Island. You know me.
Saw the Kraken, saw the Ween cover band.
Pushing little daisies. And then come on. I like they have a pork roll song.
Dude, I only know. I know I've heard Ween quite a bit in my college radio days. The only song I know is
Pushing Little Daisies, and then they come up. And trust me, everybody there was like big Ween fans.
Dude, it was a very eclectic group.
I got into a couple uncomfortable conversations in that bar. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, why did I start talking?
Were Ween fans gatekeeping you? What's your favorite Ween song?
No, bro? It wasn't serious. They just were like, they just had the same reaction. Finally, like, so why the hell are you here?
That is so funny.
Well, go see my buddy Joe over there. His buddy Tom loves this band. I mean, Steve, the whole set was a little... But hey, I like Ween now. When you laugh, kiss your
baby, bye, bye, bye. I love this. Whoever posted this video said, in the immortal words of Beavis and Butthead, quote, these guys have no future. Nothing's wrong with you and me. Time will tell. I cannot believe you went to see a Ween cover band. This is so great.
Dude, and on Sunday, you know the Roanoke Inn on Mercer Island?
Yeah.
So we go over there, just for whatever reason, we ended up at that bar on Sunday.
Wow.
So, right. So, like, people are going to the game, like, we're having fun. They're kind of famous for this corn and crab chowder.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I get some to go, sitting at home, I'm like, this is so good. And I dropped it. I've been thinking about getting soups at Sunday.
Oh,
great. It was all over my Yeti. It was a mess.
That is the worst. It's just like a kick in the balls.
Isn't it? I mean, you know me, right? Now we've been doing some day drinking. I'm back at the place. I got my snacks. I'm like, this is freaking on. And I dropped it.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into the wide world of sports.
Yeah.
When the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need a minute to jump in the shower and crush a beer. The MegaCast will be back.
If you are suffering from wangxiety or have a floppy jalopy, drink a beer. New research says beer can actually help you with your wet noodle so you won't have limber timber. That's right, down some suds if you want a diamond cutter. Grab a brewski and wake up with a breakfast dagger. Pound a pint for your pup tent or sip on a stout and let the beast out. Reduce your risk of putting Peter out to pasture and enjoy a beer and a Bonosaurus.
I wish the entire Kraken hockey team would line up and shoot pucks at Ted and Steve's face. Sorry, that was a little aggressive. I just want them to shut up. The MegaCast is back.
Push a metal baby! Come on! I like the commercial break. I'm like, well, Arthur Buddy's like, of course he likes them.
Yeah. No, you told me who you went with. I'm like, oh yeah, that makes all the freaking sense in the world. All right, let's get into the wide world of sports.
Let's do it.
You know what? I don't even have the damn thing ready, but that's okay because I can make it happen.
All right.
I promise. It's going to happen. And here we go.
There it is.
I knew I could make it happen. Push the metal sports and make them come on.
spanning the globe.
I can make it happen. All right, easy.
The thrill of victory.
I'm awesome, Ted.
And the agony of defeat.
I'm like the club level of Steve's.
This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
What the hell am I talking about?
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
I'm just hungry.
Great popcorn.
You have National Caramel Popcorn Day, I think.
Is it?
I think so. I saw that. I was like, of course it's on a Wednesday when we do the podcast.
I'm the club level of Steve.
The club level of Steve.
It's not that I don't hang out with people in the other seats. I'm lazy.
Right.
All right. Let's see. We talked a little bit about, before we get to Kansas winning a national title first on Saturday. Bye-bye, Coach K.
Yes.
Yeah.
Historic day.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was like everybody's cheering for Coach K again. Not this guy. I hate Duke.
Screw him.
Go Terps.
Yeah, I hope his retirement sucks.
No, great coach. You make the argument the greatest coach in college basketball, but there's no way I'm cheering for Duke, feel good story or not. Other than that, dude, March has been insane.
Yes.
With free agency, great NCAA tournament. F1 came back, like just a weird, like just crazy March, like great months for sports.
I've been very entertained by DK Metcalf on Twitter, just shooting down all, like, I just love how he's just like unapologetically like responding to people, like sources say teams are talking to DK, and then he writes, sources say nobody's talking to DK, he's not going anywhere, source .. DK. And I'm like, all right, I like it.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll probably get traded, but who cares?
I mean, look, after the Russell thing we've talked about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all right, that was seemed like it was bound to happen. The Bobby Wagner thing sucks.
I know. Now he's a Ram.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I like DK just kind of picked back up and was like, well, everybody already likes me, so I'll just go ahead and, like, he's the new Gohawks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the leader of the team.
Right.
He's the face of the franchise.
He is.
I mean, it's not Drew Lock as much as I want it to be.
Well, it can't be. We don't even know if he's the starter.
I don't even, if he walked by, I wouldn't even know what he looks like.
He'd be the cool guy dancing.
Yes, he's got good dance moves on the sidelines.
He does.
Awesome. I love that video. But yeah, I mean, other than him, who else would you say is the face of, Tyler Lockett? But that,
Lockett's
kind of unassuming.
Right. I mean,
he's a virgin.
It could be Adams, but people either love or hate Jamal Adams.
I love Jamal Adams. That's a good one, too. But I think people have a bad taste in their mouth about him because of what the team traded. It's not his fault.
No, you're right. And I'm with you. I like Adams. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good football player.
Still, my favorite picture was him like watching the game at home and there was a joint on his table.
Yeah.
And then he deleted the tweet and reposted the exact same pose, the exact same picture without the joint on the table.
It is crazy how that happens.
Yes.
I mean, years ago, I remember posting a picture, and so he's like, dude, your grinder's in the corner.
It's like the same picture, remove the grinder.
It. Yeah, right.
But you don't play in the NFL, so it's okay.
I mean, I don't, but still, like, I think that's, I don't even sure if weed was legal then.
Oh, man. Yeah.
By the way, I know you don't stay up late, but this weekend, on Saturday, Steve,
yes,
you can watch an F1 race because it's in Australia.
Uh-huh.
So with the time difference, it starts at 10 p.m. for us Saturday night.
You know, I'll be up at 10 p.m. Oh, I'm going to be in Portland wrestling, at DOA Wrestling.
Oh, well, all right.
I mean, you know, the grind never stops.
For you, it doesn't.
Fresh off of keeping, I forgot to tell you, I did win in Dallas or Arlington. I kept my title.
Yeah.
So now I have to, like, go on to, like, Portland. You know, it's never ending, the grind of being a pro wrestler.
Do they give you, like the boxing championship thing? Or no, because it's not a decision. I like when it's, like, defending. Reigning.
Oh, some of the announcers, if they're into it, they will go, the reigning and defending wrestling with regret YouTube champion. I've had somebody announce, like, is it cool if I say that you're the reigning and defending? I'm like, you can say whatever you want.
I love that one, especially when you watch a combat sport and somebody gives it that, you're like, oh, yeah.
I'm very disappointed, though. I didn't get stopped at TSA with the belt in my bag.
They didn't even ask you?
No, it's in my carry-on.
Well, I bet, let's be honest, it's WrestleMania weekend.
They have
you
to stop
were probably
everyone.
Like the 2,000th one they had seen
but
that
I
day.
But I won this one. I didn't even buy it. I wanted to be like,
hey,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got the upgrade, all right?
I did you get a nice car.
They believed you were counted. Now, you know, I shouldn't say believe you. You weren't lying.
I was wrestling.
You were wrestling.
I just wasn't wrestling at WrestleMania. Right. I was at Texas Mania. Hybrid Mania. It's like the same thing. People from Texas saw me there.
I'm trying to think of an example.
I mean, it wasn't 76,000 people. It was 76 people.
I don't imagine an example I'd ever be in like that. Like, I'm throwing out the first pitch, like, no, I'm on the mound today.
They don't need to know you're playing softball for the local tavern.
I got 7 innings in me, and then I hand the ball over. Like, sir, this is slow pitch.
Still, there's a mound.
Slow pitch over 40 league.
The ring I'm in is the same dimensions as the ring at WrestleMania. That's so great, man. It's so great. Hey, you know, we have a couple of minutes.
All right.
Not a lot of time, but because I want to go eat.
Yeah.
But I figured we can finally get to some Twitter questions.
We get them every week from Nick. Let's read them.
We have 2 months worth of Twitter questions. All right. So we'll try and get to some of them. Obviously, I'll start. When do you think you'll get live in-studio guests again? Never.
Yeah, at this point, I have no idea.
You know, I mean, I'd imagine at some point, maybe soon. It was weird being in Texas, dude. COVID doesn't exist there.
Yeah.
Nobody was wearing, I mean, although you had to wear a mask on the plane, of course. Although I was eating some trail mix, and then I fell asleep after I ate. I wasn't eating and falling asleep at the same time. But I woke up, and I realized my mask wasn't on, and nobody called me out on it. I thought for sure, I'm like, crap. Like, when I first woke up, I'm like, man, that I avoided one of those moments. Like, where, for all I know, I'm on some, like, Instagram page being shamed for not wearing my mask.
Maybe.
I completely spaced on it. And as I'm like, I came through, and I woke up from my nap. Not fun napping in the middle seat, by the way, when you're my size.
No, you just got
to
go.
Yeah, you just have to turn your head down and just drool. That's the one thing I realized.
I have definitely woken up on a neighbor's shoulder in the middle seat. It's awkward every time. I've also had it done to me.
I've had it done to me, and I've done the nudge off.
Oh, yeah.
What do you, let them just nap and pet their hair?
I mean, I don't pet their hair, but yeah, I just let them nap. I mean, when, I don't know. You know me. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm like, it's a red eye. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Give them a good little jerk. Not that kind. You know, like that. And then if they wake up looking at me weird, I'm like, turbulence, bro.
Dude, it was like a 19-year-old dude. He was more embarrassed when he woke up. And you know me. I'm just like, yeah, no worries, man.
Not the first, not the last man that's fallen asleep on me. It's all good.
I guess you're right. That was weirder. I just was like, let the kid get some sleep.
You look tired. All right, so yeah, we don't know when that's ever going to happen. Oddly enough, when's the last time you ate something that made you want to take a nap afterwards? Trail mix. Dude, that grilled cheese sandwich. I had a buffalo chicken grilled cheese sandwich at that Dallas grilled cheese place.
Yeah.
It was a lot of food.
Yeah, I was going to say, anything like barbecue is always a pretty good napping food. And then, yeah, you're right. Anything too like super cheesy.
All right, another Twitter question of the week. I'm just going to do a couple of them. We won't get to all of them, of course. How often do you two shave your head, and what do you use? Have you ever tried the Skull Shaver or Manscaped products?
Steve's much better. I buzz mine once a week.
Yes.
You keep yours much cleaner.
I have ever since I got the Skull Shaver.
Oh, yeah.
I got that thing on, and dude, that thing is great. I have yet. You're supposed to change the blades on that like every 3 or 4 months. I've had that since last Christmas.
I was going to say, you've had it for a while.
Yeah, for like a good, well... for over a year now, I think I've been doing it.
All right.
I mean, I had to return it once because something weird. I tried charging it after it was still wet, and I didn't read in the instructions that you're not supposed to do that. And I found out why, because it just like fries it.
I was going to say, you're lucky you didn't.
Well, I was like, it was not like soaking wet, but like I used it, dried it off, but the insides were probably still, some parts were wet.
I'd call it damp.
Damp. Yeah, a little moist. And so I had to send it back, and then they sent it back with a whole new piece, which was cool. Like their warranty was fantastic. I highly recommend it. Yeah, I used the Skull Shaver. I think it's the Pitbull Gold, not the Platinum. I couldn't afford that one.
Pitbull Gold.
Yeah, great because you can shave your head in the shower, and it's like one of those, and it gets it super short.
Yeah,
it's not like as short as like an actual like razor blade, but almost as short.
All right,
pretty damn close. What do you want to do? Let's see. Would either of you guys want to do your own show on the radio? Start over fresh or move the podcast to a radio show? Who have you had the most fun interviewing? Who do you want to interview again for an unlimited amount of time?
Well, yeah, obviously the Mega Cash should be a real show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe one day. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be, dude, I mean, because, you know, we're so much younger than our cohorts.
Right.
So hopefully we outlive them and then we can do this for like a daily thing. That would be pretty fun.
Favorite interview.
We can outlive them. That sounds really morbid.
It's all right.
And I hope nothing bad happens to them, because then all eyes are on this podcast.
Right. Mega Cat. What are those mega powers? Man, I mean, like for the men's room, seeing meeting Ice Cube was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, Ozzy's a giant star.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. This is a tough one. I'm thinking about us interviewing Dave Grohl. I wish we could have done that one for like an hour. And then I know he's like a bad word these days, but one of my favorite memories was interviewing Marilyn Manson, man. That was a weird interview.
That was super weird and kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah. Now some of it seems creepy.
Get wasted and do an interview with Bert Kreischer again?
Oh, Bert Kreischer. That's probably hands down the funnest.
Yeah. And we didn't even remember that interview.
No. Some of the Seattle bands are cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we got to interview Cornell once.
Cornell was awesome.
Yeah.
One of my favorite moments was going backstage to interview Cornell before that Ben Arroyo show. It was just me and Vicky in his like little den.
Because he had
it set up nice with like candles and had a nice vibe in there. I already had a couple drinks at like wherever the bar was we were all pre-gaming at. And I was like, Goggle did the interview. And he couldn't have been a nicer guy. Like, it was so much fun chatting with him.
Yeah, I would also say just based on niceness, you got to go Duff.
Yeah. Yeah, Duff's rad.
Yeah.
Duff will just have a random talk with you about the Seahawks.
That's all right. That's what I was going to say. That's part of the things I like. That or who was it? I think it was Cornell. We were talking. He was like the Rembrandt. It just came out. The Rembrandt? The Reverend? That movie that
where he gets taken care of by a bear?
Yeah. Cornell just kind of nonchalantly. He's looking at this magazine. And he goes, it was really boring. He's got chased by a bear and then like violated him. I was like, all right, that's an honest review.
That's my favorite, though, is when you like it's the moments leading up to the actual interview when you get to kind of see the real side of not the real side. I mean, they're still probably on their best behavior. They're not going to come in and be like, leave me alone at first until the mics are on. But, you know, like you kind of get to see a more human side. And Cornell was always so human.
Yeah.
I remember like doing an interview and we spent most of the time he was asking me questions about my tattoos.
Yeah, he was always pretty cool. And then the other one that's funny is years ago, Ben and I were doing like hosting it. Whatever the big tour was that summer, right? So they'd always have like the side stage or whatever. So Sons of Anarchy had just came out. It had only been on for a year. So we're backstage and Charlie Dunham's there. But at this point, I haven't seen that show and I only know him from Green Street Hooligans. So I'm BSing with him about that. I was BSing with him about the motorcycle show. And then when they walk away, I say to Ben, I go, why does he look so familiar? I don't know the show. And he's like, you love his soccer movie. And I was like, damn it.
That's pretty awesome.
I was just giving him crap about being good looking.
Hey, good looking.
Right. It was also
weird. Fall asleep on my shoulder on a plane.
It was also weird. Those guys were like legit nervous. And Ben and I were like, yeah, all right. What's the big deal? And they're like, we don't do this like in front of live audiences. Like,
yeah.
We tape all our stuff and we're actors. So I was like, oh, yeah, that is weird.
Do you know what one's one of my favorites? And when the actors found out that I was a part of that, they instantly remembered and they were like sharing such a fun story about it. It was when I was working at the end and we had the cast of Super Troopers in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Before anyone knew who the Broken Lizard guys were, the movie hadn't come out yet. All they did was send us a VHS back in those days, the movie people, of the first 10 minutes of the movie and said, would you like to interview these guys? I watched it and I'm going, I couldn't stop laughing. That first 10 minutes is so, I mean, the whole movie's hilarious.
You can make the argument that the first 10 or 15 minutes is the best part of that whole movie.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Absolutely agreed. It doesn't like get worse, but it doesn't get any better than the first 10 minutes.
No.
And so I just was like, schnauchberries
taste like schnauchberries.
So she's like, cool. They're going to come in full costume too. All right. They come in the full super, they brought out sunglasses, Super Trooper sunglasses, which to this day, I think I still have a pair. Like they were,
that's awesome.
They were the coolest guys, but it was so ridiculous. I found the picture of it and I posted on my social media right before we're going to have them in. The couple of the guys came in and go, that was you at that show. They're like, dude, none of us wanted to do that. And it was like such a fun, the movie people made us wear the costumes. You guys were great, but it was really weird because you guys were in the middle doing like auditions for the guitarist for Limp Bizkit. Like there are all these random people there, like these rocker dudes waiting in like the conference room. And then we all come in dressed as cops and they look like they're freaked out thinking we're there to like search them. The whole thing was just like, it was a great backstory, but like we got to become like like show buddies, you know, like they, whenever they'd come to town, they always like with Steve and like the rest of the, and Steve or Kevin Heffernan. I don't remember. Steve Lemmy. Kevin Heffernan.
Yeah.
Those two were always great. The rest of
and
the crew also
great. And they're the ones that do
Tacoma
FD.
Yes.
Yeah.
But man, that was kind of fun to be like, look back on the one that I kicked myself about. We turned down having Harold and Kumar in studio.
That's crazy.
Because the movie hadn't come out yet. We didn't
No,
see
I get
it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm just like, that is so weird.
And it was just like, oh, we can't make it happen. And it wasn't even like trying to be like, it was like, screw that. I think we had like a busy show that day, and it was just like trying to weasel, work it in. It was just like, we don't know who these guys are. Man, looking back on that though, that would have been cool.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, you don't know.
You don't know at the time.
So I'm one for two. All right, let's go eat.
Yeah, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah, Ted has the day off, so we started this early. I'll quickly edit it, post it, and all that good stuff. And anything going on this weekend for you?
No.
Rest.
Yeah.
Rest.
Like, right, Mike and I usually on opening day, somehow we always end up with the day off. So, like, we're going to go do something tomorrow, but yeah, it's kind of chilling out. Mainly,
when's opening day?
Tomorrow.
No, it isn't.
Well, the Mariners game got postponed, of course. They weren't at home either way. But yeah, opening day for baseball is tomorrow.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That came quick.
I should have covered that in sports.
Well, now we got it in there.
Yeah. But seriously, if you ever want to watch F1, go out, do your normal Saturday. It starts at 10 p.m. on a Saturday. I am so excited.
If you're in Portland, come see me at DOA Pro Wrestling. It's at one of the Elks Lodges. Just look it up. I don't know where it is, but I'm going to get there. I promise. That's on Saturday. Friday, April 30th. This is the one I definitely want to give some love and promote because I'm going to be making my wrestling debut at Defy Washington Hall against El Phantasmo from New Japan Pro Wrestling, part of the Bullet Club. He's a guy that came from Vancouver that's gone on to do incredible things, and he's already talking. He put his foot in my mouth a year or so ago. I don't like him.
Like his actual foot?
Yeah.
Was it a boot on it?
He kicked me in the face, knocked me out as I'm trying to do a ring announcing. And then took his shoe off and put his bare foot on my mouth.
Ugh, you're a better man than I am.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hit him in the junk.
I'm going to punch him in the ball so hard.
Get him!
He's not going to know what hit him.
No.
But it's going to be my fist.
Yeah, ring that bell.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, bitch. I hope you don't want children. Anyways,
yeah, go to that show.
April 30th, I'm going to get to wrestle him. If there's ever a time to come see me, this is going to be the one. And you get to cheer me on because I'm a good guy. I'm not a heel at this.
Oh, man. Somebody called our dementia room last week and said something about you wrestling at Defy. And I literally was like, don't forget to boo him.
No! Come on, Dad!
I was like, Steve's usually a good guy at the East, but Steve's a bad guy.
I'm a good guy!
Damn it! My bad. I thought I was like, look at me! Look at me helping out!
God help me, one person boos me, I'm going to curse you out on the microphone, Ted. I'm like, F you, Ted. Tickets? Dude, there's only a few tickets left. It's like, I mean, it's barely any tickets left because John Moxley's going to be there.
I saw that.
Swerve Strickland's going to be there. Filthy Tom Lawler, who used to be in the UFC, who's a wrestler now as well. He's crazy. Timothy Thatcher, the Bollywood Boys. Lots of great names in the world of wrestling. Some great local talent as well, like Shaf and Guillermo Rosas and Cody Chun. It's going to be nuts, dude. Dominic De La Rouge, Kikyo, and yours truly. Go to defywrestling.com to get tickets and all the information. Hopefully I'll see you there for that. But that's April 30th. The Roast of Steve Miggs is sold out, so we don't have to worry about pimping that anymore. We're going
to
be there, though, so hopefully you got tickets. Come hang out with us.
I'm excited to see people.
I'm excited to get wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we got the party bus. Shout out to Rich and Lion Pride Party Buses for making it happen. Whole staff's going to be on there. Could be a very awkward ride home, I tell you, boys.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I hope it is.
I just hope somebody's like, you really had to say that? And I'm pulling out my phone and I'm filming it. No, I'm not going to do that. All right, follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Also, if you're listening, I know I mentioned that crazy video of Kerry Von Erich being wasted. I'll put the link on the blurb about this episode. So if you wanted to watch him drunk telling everyone welcome to Dallas and then bleeding a lot, it's so ridiculous, and I think you get a good chuckle out of it even if you're not a wrestling fan. But you can see how faded he is in his eyes. All right, we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we're on.
All right.
Welcome to the Megacast.
First of all, Jerry Lawler, Welcome to Dallas.
The MegaCast.
Jerry Lawler.
Sounds like the new coach at LSU. Jerry Lawler.
Welcome to Dallas.
I can do that.
Yeah. Anyone can do that.